Brian Schimmel, the vocal arranger of Voices That Care. Gents, thank you both for being with us today. What an amazing initiative. When I looked at the internet at about 4 o'clock when the show started, you had over 11,000 hits on YouTube. I don't know how many on Facebook. What a success. Tell us the story behind the song. What did you do and why did you do it?
So thanks for having us, Simon. It's so great to be with you. We're going through a tough time. I remember chatting to you on the station at the, when we had the first corona case in South Africa. And you said to me, is this going to become a mountain for all of us? And we all were in short at the time. And I think it has to a large degree. But as GPs, we're trying to hold it together. And I think we're managing. But I really felt a couple of months ago that we needed some upliftment. And we more importantly needed to give upliftment to other people. Patients and just the community at large. And I had this crazy idea. I mean, I'm an amateur singer and I've been involved in projects over the years. And I had this crazy idea of trying to bring doctors together, even though we couldn't do it, physically because of the lockdown and put it together. And I came to Brian, Brian is an expert in all musical fields. And Brian said to me, this is really doable, and he'll tell you more, but very inspirational. And that was the beginning.
Brian, why didn't you say to this Meshuggah doctor, go treat your patients? What are you doing with musicals for? Tell us your involvement, and what did you do?
Well, I didn't say that to him because I love challenging projects. And, you know, it's so easy to work with, you know, the best singers in the world and all that kind of thing. That's easy. This was a challenging project, and also I totally understood where Daniel was coming from and the reason and the motivation he wanted to do it. And what I said to him was that in the lockdown, I said YouTube and the internet had been flooded with all of these kind of virtual music videos. And I've done a number of them myself. But I said to him, what really, really struck me about this one was the fact that it was not a bunch of singers, but a bunch of doctors who were trying to, you know, many of these virtual music videos have been done as a form of salute or gratitude or honoring the people in the medical profession. This was kind of absolutely the other way around. This was people in the medical profession who were sending a message out to all their patients and to the public at large. And so that for me was its uniqueness. And what I said to him is, what will also make it absolutely unique is that in the video, every single doctor who appears must be in their place of work or in a medical environment. It needs to be clear that they're not in their lounge or their bedroom or their but they are. And I said they need to get creative with all of their medical equipment. And then I wrote,
Sorry, Brian, I've got to ask you. So, I mean, because I've watched this once or twice. So Daniel's standing there with what looks like a selfie stick. Was it not actually a selfie stick? Was it some sort of a prop?
It's something
It was a light that I used. It was a medical light. All those props, so to speak, were real life equipment that all of our doctors use on a daily basis.
And you well, funny, so the thing know. That you check my ear, you were singing into, Daniel.
Simon.
I mean, I looked at that and I thought, it looks like a probe of some sort, but I wasn't going to ask Daniel what sort of probe it was. But then, you know, some of the doctors got really, really inventive, like Paul Frankel and his patella sticks that he uses drumsticks. So, you know, it was wonderfully inventive. And, what was great, I mean, is this has been a partnership with Joel Sacher. You know, who I've worked with Joel on one or two other projects in the community. And Joel is a fastidious and detailed, shul choir master.
Yes.
And we often have differing conceptual points of view, but it's amazing how we complement each other. And Joel had the, the task of going to all the doctors and getting them to basically audition for him. And then he sent me a list of all the doctors' names and a description of what their voice types were and who was strong, who was not so strong, and how to, you know, and how to make them sound the best we could. Then I wrote an arrangement, and then basically the process of how these music videos are done is you send each person, whether it's the doctors in this case, or, you know, or whether it's singers in another situation, you basically send each person their lines and their parts, and they record their, just their parts in isolation.
You've got to put them all together.
Correct. And then all those parts went to Jonathan Byron, and he assembled them. He assembled them, you know, and you're talking about like a jigsaw puzzle, because there's one line from this doctor, one line from that doctor, and he uses the score and uses Joel and all that, and he pieces the whole thing together. And I think what was so amazing on Sunday afternoon when we posted it and rolled it out, we had a Zoom call with all the doctors after the rollout. And what was incredible was to see their reaction at how their piece of the puzzle fitted into the whole picture, number one. For me as an outsider, it was so great to see all the doctors feel a sense of camaraderie, which Daniel had spearheaded. And it was lovely to see doctors who've never met each other, who've never spoken to each other before, all just like feeling a sense of unity. And the other thing one of the doctors mentioned was that in this time of the last 9 weeks of lockdown, you know, one forgets that every patient who walks into a doctor's room is presenting a circumstance of risk and stress.
Sure.
And what the one doctor was saying was how this project, the singing project, even though it was so out of their comfort zone, it was such a welcome distraction.
I understand that and I hear that, but I want to go to you, Daniel, for a moment, because really I think the whole world, I think we're all going through a bit of a morality review, and I think we're realizing the real heroes in our societies are the doctors and the nurses and the supermarket workers, and I think there's been an appreciation for what you all do that is pretty amazing. Finally, you're getting the credit that you guys deserve. In England at 5 o'clock every afternoon, people are banging pots to thank the doctors. Why did you feel the need to do that? It's us who should be thanking you.
So it's strange, Simon. When you were saying that now, I was actually about to tell you that I'm not sure that that's the case. I really do feel, we feel the gratitude. And I mean, it is stressful at the moment. And, you know, there have been articles out about how GPs are struggling to keep their chronic patients well because they're not coming in. And at the same time, when they do come in, there's the increased risk. So the question is, you know, all these dilemmas that we deal with and in the risk. And so I do see the difficulties that we're surmounting it. But I really think that for the public, the people of South Africa are the people who really need A, the encouragement, and B, the kudos for just as a broader community, just following what we have told them to do and keeping this lockdown and really carrying on with the social distancing. And I see kids, actually, I'm sitting in my office at the moment. I mean, I've seen kids walking in here with masks, and I never dreamt in my wildest dreams that I would see kids of that age coming in with masks. So the question is, I felt the need, well, the answer is I felt the need to go out there and really just show our community that it's not, we appreciate the applause, but we are the ones who care for you. We're still here for you. And
amazing.
We want you to stay together. Keep your head up high. Know that this crisis will end. I have no doubts, whatever the means by which it will end, it will end, and we'll be a normal community again in the future. And this is that's the message of the song.
Just talking technically, how's it been received? How many hits have you had? How many shares have you had? You know, that's how we judge the success of these things these days.
Okay, I'll look it up live for you, but basically we put it up onto, I'll look it up what it is at the moment. I put it onto Facebook and onto YouTube. The whole beauty of this project is it's a collaboration, and that's the point. It's not under any particular doctor or any organization, but we've had a lot of sharing from medical organizations out there, and as each day goes by, more and more people jump on board because of the message. So in the first hour or two, we literally had a few thousand. I'll tell you where it's sitting at the moment.
YouTube at the moment is sitting at 11,790.
11,000 for a song that's been on for what, a day and a half. Tell us if you do want to find the song.
That's on YouTube.
Yes.
And on the Gauteng General Practitioners page, on Facebook, it is sitting at 16,000 views and 429 shares.
Absolutely remarkable. What's so interesting to me is that you keyed into a need, clearly, all of you, that you perceive to be real. I wouldn't have thought it was there. I would have thought it was the other way around. I think deservedly it should have been the other way around. But wow, gents, thank you for doing what you've done. Clearly needed. And last question. Where do we find the song? If you want to go and Google it, how do you do it?
Okay, so if you're on Facebook, the easiest way to do it is you look up Gauteng GP collaboration, and that will take you to the page. If you go onto YouTube, you can look up the same thing, or Voices That Care, but it's under the Gauteng General Practitioners collaboration, Gauteng GP collaboration.
Ah, James, thank you so much for being with us on Chai FM. Congratulations to all of you. I hope it continues with the success that it has garnered up until now. And, remarkable people, all of you.
Thank you, Simon, for the encouragement and the support, Simon. It's been great. Thank you.